Am I right?
How pleased is it to be in the top eight?
It doesn't really matter that much right now. Obviously, we're set out at the start of the year to give ourselves a chance to make the finals, and right now we're still in the fight, and it's a real fight still, isn't it? It's like, who knows what's going to happen. At the end of the round, we may or may not be in the eight. It's sort of out of our control at the moment. What we could control, we did today.
I suppose irrespective of that, Mark, how happy with what you saw today, and especially in that second half when the game was still up for grabs?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been pretty solid over the last little period of time, I think, and it was really pleasing, especially after half time, to put the game away. I think that's what, you know, you've got to be able to do at some point. You've got to put the game away because we respect the might of the Swans and what they've been for a long period of time. We know they're going to make it, you know, a tough day all the time if they could, and for us to get that break on them was really important. I think we might kick the first three straight after half time, which gave us some breathing space and made us feel a bit safer.
26 tackles inside 50.
Yes, we had plenty of opportunities. It was down there a lot in tough conditions. You know, I think we won entries by 28 or something. So to be fair, we provided our forwards plenty of opportunities. But to their credit, they embraced that opportunity and they took it.
You've tinkered with your rucks and your forward line so much this year. Do you feel like it's starting to click, or are you just getting rewarded at the right time?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, because we've continued to chase it, and we haven't been satisfied. We haven't been comfortable. We haven't ever accepted that it's been good enough. We've made change. We've been challenged on change, but we've been prepared to keep making those changes. And I think, to the boys' credit, you know, the mix at the moment in the last couple of weeks, particularly with 126 and just over 100 points today in really tough conditions, it says a bit for the method at the moment. So, you know, we know that if we don't continue that for the next 2+ weeks, it won't matter because we'll get tipped out.
What's the story with Ollie after going through all yesterday's press?
With the greatest respect, I didn't go through yesterday's presser with anything other than that the team was selected the way it was and was going to play that way. Zach Butters wasn't right this morning. He made that decision. He's a good young person who didn't put himself in front of the team, and that allowed Ollie to come in and play. And I thought, great performance by Ollie. I thought he came in and played his role really well. He's only a part of the team, which is my message about the team's playing well. That's what it should stay like. And if the team plays well, that's what it normally stays like. I got a whack last week. I don't really remember. He got the whack in the chest last week, so he's still a bit sore. But we'll sort of give the young fellow a chance to prove that he could get through that. And in the end, he was just probably just a little bit too sore. Two more days, three more days, he's probably okay. But, you know, so he, to his credit, said, I can't play.
Ollie's sort of shown now. It's going to be hard to manage him out of the team after the way he
plays
today.
Ollie? We're never trying to manage him out of the team. That's
I'm saying, like, obviously yesterday you said that it would probably take an injury for him to get in. And
what happened?
Now he's in and he's...
What happened? He gets a chance and now he comes in and plays. Like, we know Ollie can play. But Ollie was... I said yesterday he was going to come back into the team very, very quickly, very soon. It was just a matter of an opportunity. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself on Saturday morning, 24 hours later than when I was talking about it. So, good on him. He's our captain and one of our captains, and he's, you know, he played a really significant role today. And I would be very surprised. In fact, I'm sure Ollie won't be out of the side. Yeah, and that's to be really respectful of Sydney. They're trying to do it with, you know, they've lost some key personnel in that area of the ground. And, you know, when you lose your ruckman, your number one ruckman, and a couple others that are in the queue, and their young fella today did a great job to try and compete. But Paddy Wright's a pretty good ruckman, and I've been saying it for a while. Pete Laddams has shown some special form. So, you know, they're pretty good players to have in your side when you've got dominance in the ruck and centre bounce. And that gets your territory too if you can win centre bounce.
Makes it pretty hard for Scott Lyson to get back.
Oh, look, first and foremost, Scott, for Scott, the best way is to really play well tomorrow and get the opportunity, because he's really worked hard and his form's good enough. And I know he will be. I know he'll work hard. And I know, look, I'll be surprised he's not in the best two or three players there tomorrow. Just expect that from Scott. He's embracing the challenge now. And what I love about him is he'll fight for that challenge and work really hard to get it back.
Is that Todd Marshall? Sorry, Steve. So I was going to say, was that Todd Marshall's best game for a couple of one? He had eight tackles and two of them resulting in goals to himself.
Yeah, I'm a big Todd Marshall fan. I haven't hidden away from that. I think he's a really talented young player. But he's learning to play more contested style of game. He took a contested mark too today late in the game, which is important. He took tackles and made tackles and got results from those tackles. And, you know, his footy brain is really important in the front half. We understand that. It was a really strong game from Todd. Would it be his best? Without sitting here knowing that he's played, I think he might have played nearly 20 games. So there's not that many to think about. But he has played a couple in the last 2 weeks where he's been pretty good. And you know, that's credit to the program, I reckon, that we've been prepared to leave him at the sample for a good period of time, and Bass, the way he's coached him is to make sure he's learnt the way to come back and play, and he's got some results.
What about Charlie? You've made a lot of big calls this year, persisted with him after last week after dropping him. What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, I thought he worked into it really well. I thought he got some reward on the scoreboard. He never not gives effort, Charlie. We all get that, and you know, it goes undervalued a little bit with what he has to do sometimes. He stands underneath a heap and gets piles on top of him, and he gets crashed into packs, and he works really hard for the team. He doesn't always get the results that he would like personally, but as long as the team wins, as I said last week, he'll be very happy with that. And tonight he gets a little prize himself because he kicks his three goals, so he'll feel really comfortable about what the team done first, and then secondly I think what he done.
From a team perspective, given you've been so inconsistent this year, do you think it's taken now for the team to be in the eight to really believe that you can?
Yeah, they've always believed. I've got to say that with, you know, I'm not saying that lightheartedly. They've always believed. I think that as a group, they've faced their challenges, but, you know, we've believed in what we're capable of. We just haven't done it as often as we'd like. And, you know, maybe the last 2 weeks is great for us. It's a bit of momentum. We've broken the hoodoo of winning games in a row. We're building a little bit of momentum, it feels like, a bit to me. And we've got a really big challenge again next week. We've got to go to Melbourne again and face an informed North Melbourne, and that'll be a great challenge for us. Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it, when you look at that Robbie, Rocky, Trav, if I think about those consistent players who have been there, and you know, they probably didn't lead the way as much today as they have. But last week, I think 7 of the best 9 players for us were under 23, so that's all really positive for us going forward, but that doesn't count for much. You know, just talking to some people inside it, we don't care about what age we are, we just care about winning enough to make it, winning enough to be qualifying as high as we can, and then pushing ourselves to go as far as we can. It's not that difficult. You know, belief is a good thing. It helps you get going, and you know, what you're challenged by is tomorrow you have to get up and go again. Because the great thing about whoever asked me a question before, we sit in the eight by a little bit right now. We know we'll lose that spot if we don't perform well next week, and we got to build on that and know that that this Port team's capable of building on that. And I think that's the important part. This is a really, really capable team. I've heard some of the, you know, we like some of the opinions that we've heard outside. We don't like a lot of them, but we have heard some that we actually like, and that they're pretty respectful of what we can do.
Westy back again. How have you seen that since
it's been pretty successful, I reckon. It's been pretty successful. It's hard to be anything but complimentary about it, and to him about what he's been able to do. Like, he's been thrown everywhere in my time at Port, and literally everywhere. I think the only spot I haven't probably thrown him is into the crowd, but I've put him everywhere else, so I'm sure he'd probably be just as happy in the crowd, because he'd like to celebrate with the Port people out there today and have some fun with them as well. So he's the ultimate team man. He's what you want all those young players to become that are in our side currently. We want them to become Westies, who are just whatever the team needs, they go and do, and they accept that challenge really well. And I think, to their credit, that group of young people are learning from some good people.
Thanks,
all done. Thank you.